You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome to you, Joel, and thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
I mean, we did give a little brief description on kind of what the show is about, but it'd be quite nice to hear from you kind of what this audio experience is and, yeah, what it actually entails. What is the journey that the person goes on?
Right, yeah, well, like you said, we start at the basement and, when we walk people down to the, I don't want to say on air which supermarket, but it's a supermarket.
Yep.
And we, you know, on that journey, we sort of give people a bit of a briefing of what to expect, because, yeah, once they get into the supermarket, they're on their own, just with their little
headphones
and little device, and they become the protagonist in this adventure, which is, yeah, like you said, based on the Pocahontas story, but sort of, yeah, it's a modern adaptation, I guess, to where the supermarket is
the land
that and their sort of rules, the rules of the supermarket are the rules of that land,
right.
And as a consumer coming in, you have a different agenda, and those butt up against each other.
And where did this idea come from?
Well, that's a good question. We've been making sort of unauthorized audio tours for a few years now. Still just kind of experimenting in different kinds of, like, more commentary, or this one's very much narrative. And it's, the idea for this one was just to pick a place that would be the least likely to do a show, and also because you're listening on headphones, you can kind of go in incognito.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a kind of a way to do a show in a supermarket without getting permission to do a show in a supermarket.
Do people kind of get choices in the narrative?
It's a straight no. It's not real. I mean, you do get, you know, there's a sort of open ending.
Yeah.
But mostly it's kind of like drives you straight to the end, and yeah, we don't want to make things too open in the supermarket, because then, you know, things might get a little bit
crazy. And yeah. People could do some weird stuff.
Yeah. At this stage, I've watched people in there doing it, and it's like they look pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
People do feel quite self-conscious sometimes, so that's why we give them all of these strategies.
Right.
To just look like you're doing your shopping while enjoying this show that's going on in your head.
So what kind of process did you have to go to create the show as a whole? Like, how did you get the audio, and how did you kind of create this narrative? Are you working with other people?
Yeah, so I made this show with the co-creator is Ralph Upton, we wrote the script just by going into New World and seeing, like, oh, what's interesting here, what do we want to talk about, and we're like, oh, then we kind of came to the idea that we do this really straight narrative, and then we thought New World, Pocahontas story, that all kind of started to fall into place. And then it's a process of kind of writing, going back in there, listening, you know, and then we got the music composed by our good friend Gareth Hobbs, who is actually working at the Worcester Group in New York at the moment.
Wow.
So he's very kindly given up some time to compose for this.
Cool. And what is your relationship with the supermarket? I mean, why did you choose this as the main setting? It's pretty, a lot of people don't like going to the supermarket. It's got quite like a claustrophobic kind of feeling.
Is really the inspiration, is that antagonism we have with the supermarket. And it's weird, because it's like it's almost a public space, but it's like not a comfortable one. And some people are quite happy to kind of go in there and just look at the labels, but I don't know. A lot of people have a kind of frantic kind of relationship with the supermarket. And this story is kind of exploring that, and also you can actually do your shopping while you're doing the show, so it's kind of like you can get a show in and do your shopping at the same time. It might make that experience
bonus.
A bit nicer.
Are there any underlying, like, messages or themes to the show as a whole?
We're really kind of playing with this idea of consumerism and what supermarkets offer, you know, like, obviously it's very convenient, but what do we sacrifice in that? What would happen if we didn't shop at the New World? You know, like, and what do we come to a supermarket? You know, what is that? They're obviously, they employ a lot of commercial sort of psychology to kind of make people buy things. And that's quite
buy things that people don't necessarily want as
Yeah. And that's quite aggressive, you know. So it's kind of like, it is kind of like going into a kind of unknown new world, you know. So that where you're not quite sure, you know that there's something that you want and you want to maybe exploit it a little bit, but it's trying to, you know, attack you at the same time.
So the show's been running for a couple of days now. What kind of response have you had from the people that have been partaking in it?
Really excellent responses. Cool. No one's freaked out or run out of the supermarket yet. Interestingly, like, people have come out. Sometimes people have done their entire week's grocery shopping while they've been doing it.
Really?
And some people have come out with absolutely nothing. They're like, we got the message.
Yeah.
Not buying anything. I was like, okay, great. But the the response has been really positive. It's also just a really nice walk from the... We've been really lucky with the weather and had a really nice walk from their basement to
where the supermarket is.
We also have a backup supermarket that's a bit closer and undercover, so we can...
Okay.
So if it is raining, that's not a reason not to come.
And are you planning on doing any other kind of audio adventures in the future?
Yeah, definitely. We'll be doing another one. We're working on another one at the moment, which is going to be kind of drawing from all the ones that we've done so far to make one that... it's going to be involving live performers and audio, kind of an app-based audio.
Wow.
Really. So it'll be there'll be kind of things that can on timers, so that the audience kind of comes together and to experience stuff at the same time. And that one's really about tourism and wanting to have an authentic experience, but also to the exclusion of everybody else. You know, so that one will be just exploring a kind of a public space.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's due sometime this year.
Cool. Well, thank you, Joel, for coming in this morning and speaking about Into the New World. We've got a little clip to play. I thought it'd be nice to kind of finish off listening to this. Do you want to kind of give us a little detail about what the clip is, and is it involved in the actual show?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is the first song in the show. It comes maybe about 5 minutes in. And it's, yeah, just when you get to the... fruit and vegetables sort of section.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Into the New World, it's running from now until the 25th of February. And tickets are really nicely priced as well, so it's really accessible for people to be able to go. They range from $8 to $12, and you start at the Basement Theatre and you go on this audio adventure. So thanks so much, Joel, for coming in.
Thanks very much.
In everything you can see before you, all is colour and splendour, rose, pyramids, stacks of bountiful freshness. You begin your shopping now, with the parting advice from Roachley ringing in your ears.
Get some onions or spuds if you have to, but don't let me catch you near those overpriced capsicums, or it's 30 lashes from me, personally.
Your crew members are in high spirits as they get to work.
Specials, lowest prices, buy the kilo, buy the spices, even pull out beans and rices, fill the bags, boy.
Lowest prices.
Fruit and veg, buy seasonal.
You find the cost more reasonable, with a purchase, save and holler.
Careful now.
With every dollar.
Hunt the specials, lowest prices, buy the kilo, buy the spices, even pull out beans and rices, fill the bags, boy.
Lowest prices.
This is the land of abundance you've heard so much about. The stories didn't describe a tenth of its wonder. It's bright and open, so sharp and crisp. Everything ripe for the taking. There's nothing rotten, nothing moldy, no decay, age or deformity. The virile abundance of these fulsome fruits and veggies brings an unexpected feeling to your heart. You complete your shopping in this area.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.